A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
SL News Time 314. The three things you need to know this hour. First, President Joe Biden is in the Oval Office. He's expected to sign a dozen or so executive orders while he's there this afternoon. Second,
COVID-19 testing will now be available on site at Salt Lake City International Airport with the opening of Express Check. I'm KSL News Radio's John Mochak.
Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Well, for those headed northbound on I-15, we do have some heavy and slow traffic going from Sandy up to Midvale and Cruz in Davis County. Still working to clear this crash. This is westbound 1800 North at 2000 West on the right. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine today at 44. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 41 degrees. Now, KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Following the scaled-back inauguration day, President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris got down to work. President Biden signing the first executive orders of his administration, and in the Senate, VP Harris performing the swearing-in ceremonies for the newly elected senators John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock, who won the heated runoff elections in Georgia, along with Alex Padilla, who fills the seat vacated by Harris.
Do you solemnly swear?
Signaling the shift in the Senate to the Democrats' control, with Chuck Schumer now becoming majority leader. The day of traditions and hallmarks of American democracy taking place like clockwork. Joe Biden sworn in as the nation's new president and commander-in-chief, Kamala Harris, sworn in too, making history as the first woman and woman of color to be elected as vice president. But today's inauguration, taking place in the wake of the deadly U.S. Capitol siege 2 weeks ago, instead of the crowds, Washington, D.C., fortified with 25,000 National Guard troops. Biden's inaugural address, he called for unity to defeat the pandemic and enemies of foreign and domestic.
We must end this uncivil war. The pits red against blue, rural versus urban, conservative versus liberal. We can do this if we open our souls instead of hardening our hearts.
There was a bipartisan show of support at the inauguration, and National Poet Laureate Amanda Gorman delivering the poem The Hill We Climb, weaving words to mark America's painful history with hopeful future.
The loss we carry, a sea we must wade. We've braved the belly of the beast. We've learned that quiet isn't always peace, and the norms and notions of what just is isn't always just.
You're listening to ABC News.
In that report, did you happen to notice that Kamala Harris banging the gavel on the Senate floor? That was weak gavel game. She's got to work on that. But on to more serious things, the KSL In-Depth.
The inauguration of Joe Biden. Special coverage on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News.
Looks like all those security measures in D.C. paid off. ABC's Alex Stone has been out there in the cold all week, and he says the anxiety level has dropped several notches.
They wanted to get to this point. They were really hoping to be able to get to this afternoon, this evening, and say, wow, we did it, and there were no problems. And there really were no problems. Now, granted, there's still stuff to go on tonight. It's not completely done yet. But the inauguration itself, that was the big worry. And, you know, the part of it was the crowd worry because of what happened 2 weeks ago. But I think we started to know on Monday or Tuesday that likely crowds weren't going to be very big here because flights weren't full and Airbnb was canceling reservations and there just was nobody really in town. It was like a ghost town. But then there were the other issues, the FBI warning about the substantial threat of explosives and lone wolves and all of that. You started to think, wow, where is this going to go? And I had one Secret Service member go by me today, and he said, we did it. We did it. We're almost there. And I think that they feel a big relief right now. We know based on chatter online, there were a lot of threats, a lot of people wanting to do harm here, wanting to do harm in states, and they weren't able to do it or they didn't do it. a major accomplishment for those who are, their job is to keep us safe, and they did that today.
But the job isn't done yet.
The National Guard technically is deployed for a month, even though they probably won't have to stay anywhere near that. Tomorrow morning, the bridges will reopen. Already, some of the gates that were put up are beginning to reopen. I think for a few days, we're probably going to see heightened security. But Washington, D.C. is always heightened security these days. So they will very quickly be able to do it with the resources that they've already got here and won't need the 25,000 troops and all of the federal agents who don't live here and flew in for this, but probably for a day or so. And they've got a possible impeachment trial coming up, so they'll have to deal with that as well. But pretty quickly, it will ramp down. Assuming nothing happens tonight or tomorrow, then they'll likely wrap it up pretty quickly, that they did their job, and then they're out of here.
You know, hats off to ABC's Alex Stone, or rather keep them on. He's from California, and he had to go work for a week in the East Coast cold. Good job. Hopefully he gets back home soon to the palm trees. KSL News Time, 3:20. Time for a check on traffic, and here's Ricky Meese.
Off to a great start on the Salt Lake County side of southbound I-15. We haven't had any kind of problems as you're going from the I-80 junction in the downtown area around the point right through Utah County. Northbound I-15, where we had earlier delays, those have gone in Draper. But we do have traffic that's just a little busy, maybe not quite running at the limit between 90th and 7200 South. The earlier accident, I-80 near Dugway, that has cleared. All the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways are in good shape. Still some busy and slow traffic northbound Bangor Highway between 114th and 104th South. Steve?
And a sunny drive traveling both directions of I-15, rolling free and clear, crash-free, no problems. Downtown Salt Lake City up to North Ogden. Do have a couple of crashes remaining in Davis County. One on westbound, actually northbound 2000 West at Highway 193 in Clearfield. That's on the right shoulder. The other's on westbound 1800 North at 2000 West in Clinton, also on the right shoulder. The Salt Lake City VA will begin COVID-19 vaccinations for high-risk veterans soon. Your VA provider will contact you. American United Federal Credit Union is a proud sponsor of the Salt Lake City VA. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Okay, let's check the 7-day forecast brought to you by VW Southtown. And here's Grant Wayman.
Great day with the sunshine and 44 going to be the high. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 45. And then we reach 44 on Friday. But rain and snow moves in late in the day on Friday. And then snow Saturday, 38. Partly cloudy, 36 on Sunday. We'll see more snow showers developing on Monday. High at 35, more snow possible Tuesday and 34. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Sounds sort of like fun. It's 41 degrees. Shop Utah's number one Volkswagen dealer at VWSouthTown.com. KSL News Time, 3:22 on Inauguration Day.
Ow! Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio. Missing teeth and dentures come with all kinds of inconveniences. There's the glue, the glass by the side of your bed, along with a lifetime supply of Efferdent, and an occasional embarrassing moment that you really don't need. All that can be fixed in one day. At Stubbs Dental, in one day, you can toss your dentures and have a full set of functioning, permanent teeth that will take your life and your smile to a whole new place. What a great way to take a bite out of life without the worry. Stubbs Dental is Utah's leader in implant dentistry with an expert team of doctors and oral surgeons. Right now, get 20% off your same-day smile or all-on-4 procedure and a complimentary, no-obligation consultation. Stubbs Dental will change your life permanently. To find out more about your same-day smile or all-on-4 procedure and locations, visit StubbsDental.com or call 385-337-4936. That's 385-337-4936.
Early on at Whipple Service Champions, I bought 6 plumbing vans for an average of $2,000 each. What a bargain, but it wasn't. I apologize to those poor technicians who had to drive those broken down vans and to the customers who had to wait while we waited for tow trucks and mechanics. After that, I bought 5-year-old fleet trucks. Now I know why they sell their trucks at 5 years and why I should never buy them. I've learned this about furnaces, ACs, and water heaters, too. If they are 15 or 20 years old, they're not going to be reliable. At Whipple Service Champions, you can have reliable and get over $2,000 off a high-efficiency furnace and AC or a new water heater at this year's best prices. Each comes with a reliable 10 years parts and labor warranty. Only from Whipple, Utah's best-of-state company, 9 times in 9 years. Whipple Service Champions, call 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today. 10 years parts and labor.
We're watching Utah's money at KSL. Procter & Gamble say fiscal second quarter revenue soared, up 8%, driving the company upward. Demand for cleaning products. KSL Drives car makers are teaming up with tech companies to help make more electric cars. Now Hyundai is in talks with Apple about an electric car project. Some economists are skeptical about President Biden's plan to send out $1,400 stimulus checks. Many experts say it's one of the least effective ways to help revive an economy. Wall Street today, the Dow jumped 257 points. We closed at 31,188. The S&P gained 52 points. The NASDAQ composite picked up 260. KSL News Time, 325. UDOT is planning $1.4 billion worth of projects this year, mostly up north. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has details.
Three projects will begin simultaneously in Weber and Davis counties this spring. The I-15 Express Lanes, U.S. 89 Reconstruction, and the West Davis Corridor. Those three projects alone will cost $350 million more than the 135 projects UDOT completed last year. Spokesman John Gleason tells the Standard Examiner, its main goal is to keep Utah moving, but commuters need to buckle up for a long year filled with orange cones and lane restrictions. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
What are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
Well, what are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. Don't you remember me? Don't you know that we miss you?
Miss me? Who misses me?
You know, all your friends in the forest. The trees, the pond, that little fort that you made out of branches. We all miss you.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
The forest is not that far away. Have an adventure today. I'm sure your mom would take you.
You're right. I should get out. I want to have fun. Play in puddles, catch frogs, and climb trees. Hey, Mom!
Yeah, hon?
Steven! What is that in your hand?
It's my sense of adventure, Mom. It's telling me we need to get out of the house and have some fun in nature today.
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in the shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet, I'm in the shower!" Don't put up with this anymore. Get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Repipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 25 years, all in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure, and no more getting scalded in the shower or having to see and drink rusty-colored water. Call us today for your free in-home estimate. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call us today. Repipe Specialists. Call today, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
Feel like your emotions are all over the place? A healthy routine that includes enough sleep, exercise, and proper nutrition can help you feel more centered.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold.
Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.